change. We romanticize it, don't we? We make it seem like this, it's a wonderful, life-affirming, holy thing. Life is a dance. Go with the flow. Change is wonderful. Ellen Watts said, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance." But here is what I do know. Change is hard. It's a good hard, but it is hard. Something I did not know when I was young, but I know now, is that you gain something with change, but you lose something too. I loved graduating from high school. I loved going to college. I was so excited. I was moving 3,000 miles away from home on this grand adventure. Back then, before the internet, it was all unknown. I had 2 boxes full of stuff and 1 suitcase. That was it. And I got to my college, and everything was different. I cried for 2 months. Tear-stained letters home, literally, tear-stained letters home. I had lost the familiar. Even moving from one neighborhood to another in the same city can be hard. We familiarize ourselves with our neighbors. That special crack in the sidewalk you know you need to avoid. The local coffee shop, maybe it's not the best coffee, but you can walk there maybe and see your friends and neighbors. And then there are those neighbors, the ones who shoveled your drive when you were too sick or watched your pets when you were gone. Change is hard. And it's not just humans. At one house I lived in, there was a lovely maple tree in our backyard. It grew on the side of our lot, and it had a really large main branch that branched over our patio. And in the summertime, we would eat dinner out there under the filtered light in the cool breeze. It was just beautiful. Until a really large storm came through and sheared off that branch, and we had to call in a tree guy to come in and cut a certain way to save the tree. And we did save the tree. But the very next day, a little squirrel was right along the fence, got right up to where the branch should be, and then literally sat up and went, and he looked like he was saying, but it was just here. Change can be discombobulating, confusing, and grief-filled. There is grief involved in change. Our society, our culture, our world is in the midst of some really big changes. How we communicate and connect is changing. The Black Lives Matter movement is making us look at racial inequality and white hegemony differently. That is going to change our culture for good. But some who have had privilege may lose some of their privilege in order that others might gain a little. Or maybe privilege is not a zero-sum game. But we don't know the answer to that question yet. We are going into the change, and we don't know where it will take us. The Me Too movement is making us look at how women are treated in this country. And our culture is making changes. Because if you had asked me 10 years ago if Bill Cosby would have been found guilty, I would have said no. And you will hear people push back, wishing for the old days, the familiar, the known. Their grief and anger is real. But the old days, they weren't as great as we remember them. Time has polished those edges a little too well. We like to remember the old days as wonderful, but we forget the hard truths of inequality. Even in our own denomination, who prides itself on being just and inclusive and fair, we have moments of forgetting our past, of the past. In 1993, the General Assembly was held in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the Thomas Jefferson District. The GA Planning Committee decided to hold a Thomas Jefferson Ball. Now, Thomas Jefferson wasn't really a Unitarian. He didn't actually belong to the Unitarian Church, but his thinking is very much in line with ours, and that was the name of the district. And so a Thomas Jefferson ball, great. They invited delegates to attend the ball in period costume, what their ancestors might have worn, they said. Reverend Hope Johnson is an African-American Unitarian Universalist minister, and she tells how she and other members of the community church in New York City found out about this ball before General Assembly began. Johnson said her sister asked, "Well, what am I supposed to wear to the ball?" In other words, should African Americans come in chains and rags? The dress of the slaves of that time. We don't always remember that the good old days were not so good for all. And in order to change, we have to own that. It is hard, but it is necessary.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I think right now in our country, we are like a collective velveteen rabbit. Our plush is being rubbed off. We are in the process of becoming more real, but it hurts and it's difficult. In the end, it will be worth it, but until then, there will be more pain for many. And this is hard. We live in a society that tells us in many ways we can be made new. We can have surgery that will take the years away. We can take pills that will make us more healthy. We live in a society that seems to value the wind-up toys that are stiff and hard and pokey with sharp edges, but shiny. But we here at First UU know it is the love of others that wears off the shiny surface and reveals the true us. Being in community, it makes you real. It loves off the fluff and the fuzz, and it makes you a little weak in the joints, a little baggy in the seams, but it also makes you real in a way that no surgery or special pill will ever do. So I looked for some quotes about change that, I don't know, might be a little less naive than some of the first ones I quoted. I think my favorite is this: love can change a person the way a parent can change a baby, awkwardly and often and with a great deal of mess. Awkwardly and with a great deal of mess. That resonated with me. Change doesn't always feel like new bunnies and beautiful grass. Sometimes it's a snowy morning. It doesn't always feel like a beautiful spring day, 75 degrees with just the right amount of breeze and beautiful fluffy white clouds. Change can make people scared or anxious. One might react to change with the question, well, how will I know what to do? And what if I fail? And what if it goes wrong? And what if I lose? And those are real feelings and good questions. And I know for myself, I am more likely to ask those questions when I feel like I have to do all the change myself with no help from others. Like the squirrel, I don't always like being surprised. And yet, what choice do we have? Here's another quote. It's only after you've stepped outside of your comfort zone that you begin to change and grow and transform. We here at this church have committed ourselves to transformation, a change. We have committed to growing our church both in numbers and connection and impact, and we will wait to see what emerges from that. I know that there will be joy in growing and inviting new people into our midst and strengthening our impact in the larger community. It is always a wonderful thing, isn't it, when folks come here and decide that we are nice enough that they are going to join up with us. And that will make us become a little different than we are now. If we do this well, we will become more real. It will be a great day when we get enough members that you find yourself saying, I don't know that person. And yet, how else can we share our love and joy with others than to invite them in? There will be changes along the way because new folks won't know the way we have always done it. And they will bring their own wisdom and their own knowledge, and maybe some policies or habits will change. Who knows? We could do coffee hour differently or decorate for the holidays differently. We do know that we no longer do things the way Reverend Betts used to do, and we do know that things will change. We will need to be willing to ask questions. We will need to be willing to make changes in habits. Wouldn't it be a lovely day when this sanctuary is so full, you actually would have to arrive at 10:25. Or maybe we'll finally get committees storing their minutes in the cloud. Or, everybody laughs. Or a database that we could actually access. I mean, things might change. A sound system, yes. A colleague of mine, Reverend Jordan Nelson Long, pondered this on Facebook the other day. She wrote, "It is occurring to me, microwaving my lunch for the third time in 5 minutes, that trying to do change in a system is a bit like trying to heat your food in a stoneware. The end goal might be a consistency of energy distribution, but in the meantime, you have to deal with what becomes hot to the touch nearly instantly, what warms gradually, and what remains stubbornly cold in the middle near the bottom. It also involves more stirring than I'd prefer, and more cycles than I initially imagined possible. And eventually we get there. Or we declare victory anyway, and we eat what we have prepared, trusting it to nourish us through it, though it burns our tongues in some places and remains uninspiringly lukewarm in others. We can look at change as lost. The old is going away. We can look at change as something new is emerging. There is grief and there is joy in those feelings. But like the Velveteen Rabbit, we will need to be open to change and open to love in order to become more real. We will really have to want it. I am looking forward to the process of change and looking forward to what might emerge. I might not have the right answers, and you might not have the right answers, but we will have the right answers. This congregation has had its hard times, and we have come through them. Our hair has already been rubbed off, and we are already a little saggy in the seams. And that is something to be celebrated, not something to be covered up. I think much of the hard work has already been done, and we will need to do a little bit more. We are ready, like the Velveteen Rabbit, we are ready to move on, to use those new legs, to find what it means to explore new worlds. The old saying is change is inevitable and growth is optional. So the question isn't will we change? The question is how do we make the most of it? How do we do change for the better? How do we keep the good and let go of the not so good? I think the answer is we do it together. Amen and blessed be. This church is our holy place.